Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the command of God our Savior, and of the Lord Jesus Christ our hope. To Timotheus, genuine child in faith, grace, kindness, peace, from God our Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord. According as I did exhort thee to remain in Ephesus, I going on to Macedonia, that thou mightest charge certain not to teach any other thing. Nor to give heed to fables, and endless genealogies, that cause questions rather than the building up of God that is in faith. And the end of the charge is love out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. From which certain, having swerved, did turn aside to vain discourse. Willing to be teachers of law, not understanding either the things they say, nor concerning what they asseverate. And we have known that the law is good, if any one may use it lawfully. Having known this, that for a righteous man law is not set, but for lawless and insubordinate persons, ungodly and sinners, impious and profane, parricides and matricides, menslayers, warmongers, sodomites, menstealers, liars, perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that to sound doctrine is adverse. According to the good news of the glory of the blessed God, with which I was entrusted. And I give thanks to him, who enabled me, Christ Jesus our Lord, that he did reckon me steadfast, having put me to the ministration. Who before was speaking evil, and persecuting, and insulting, but I found kindness, because, being ignorant, I did it in unbelief. And exceedingly abound did the grace of our Lord, with faith and love that is in Christ Jesus. Steadfast is the word, and of all acceptation worthy, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, first of whom I am. But because of this I found kindness, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern of those about to believe on him to life enduring. And to the King of the ages, the incorruptible, invisible, only wise God, is honor and glory, to the ages of the ages. Amen. This charge I commit to thee, child Timotheus, according to the prophecies that went before upon thee, that thou mayest war in them the good warfare. Having faith, and a good conscience, which certain having thrust away, concerning the faith did make shipwreck. Of whom are Hymenaeus, and Alexander, whom I did deliver to the adversary, that they might be instructed not to speak evil.